Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, so as long as Kimmy's going to be cool, we're going to have fun here.
Yeah. We always do.
No. This is not fun. I hate this game.
Play by the rules.
When you're hanging.
Everybody has fun. Yeah.
Shut up. Play by the rules.
These are our rules that we created together.
Over, under. It's 9 o'clock. It's time for Where They Wine, and you're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. By the way, if you want to watch this room descend into complete chaos.
Yeah, how do we do that?
Well, you can log on to the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube, or Twitch. Mm-hmm. The break room, WCMF, on YouTube or Twitch. Our live stream is up. It is running. Tommy looking very handsome today in his no-show socks. Am I wearing socks? Who knows? All of that brought to you by our good friends at Three Heads Brewing. Three Heads is celebrating the House of Guitars 60th anniversary by releasing the Blue Nose Guitar Man Blueberry Belgian Waffle Cream Ale.
They got all that on one can?
Yeah. It's a big can. Stop by this Friday, try the Blue Nose Guitar Man Blueberry Belgian Waffle Cream Ale, and help Three Heads Brewing celebrate the House of Guitars 60th anniversary. Quick sidebar, did you see the commercial that they made with Jeff, the big hairy guy who works the door at Three Heads?
No.
He's in the House of Guitars, and they're doing that scene from Wayne's World where he's trying to play.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Stairway to Heaven. It's pretty damn funny.
All right.
By the way, Armin, still killing it out there at the House of Guitars.
Institution himself.
Doing his own commercials. Mm. He's wearing the bunny hat and everything.
Look at that.
All right. Anyway,
yeah.
We have more pressing issues. If you're new to the game, here's how it works. Kimmy's got a post for the neighborhood apps, like Facebook for where you live.
Mm.
She removes street names, town references. She reads out loud the issue this person is having.
So then what do I do?
Well, you have to listen for the little clues that she will read.
You have to listen.
They're in there. And because we know every stereotype about every town, village, neighborhood in the greater Rochester area, we're going to figure out where they whining.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do it now.
God damn.
Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, so this post was under a picture of a basket.
A basket?
Yes.
Like a carrying basket?
Picnic basket?
It's like a wicker basket.
Okay, all right.
So this person writes, "You weren't supposed to take the whole box. I leave snacks and drinks out for delivery drivers with a note that says, please help yourselves. We get a lot of large packages delivered on a weekly basis due to the business we run out of our home. I make sure that those men and women know they're appreciated, so we do what we can for them. Usually, everyone is really good about taking one or two things and then moving on. Well, apparently, one young man decided to help himself to the entire bin. I'm not upset about the drinks and snacks being wiped out. I'm upset that the box is gone. The basket that he took was a handmade wickerwork box my grandma made about 50 years ago. It's not worth anything. I would just like it back. My grandmother gave each of her 19 grandchildren a custom basket, and it's one of the few items she passed down to me, so it's very special."
That's all you got? Some stupid basket?
Well, she had 19 grandkids, man.
That's a lot to give away.
Well, she wasn't spending any money on contraception. Go ahead.
No, she's bowling.
There were two delivery drivers from both blank and blank here on Wednesday. Both younger-looking men, maybe in their 20s. We assume it was one of them who swiped the basket. Please, if anyone knows anything about either of these drivers, pass along the news and share this post. This isn't a setup to get anyone in trouble. It can be returned, no questions asked.
Okay.
I just want it back."
All right. Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy, what are you hearing?
Well, you're working out of your house.
Thank you.
All right. Which is,
there was a post on an app that Kimmy read out loud.
So a lot of traffic in and out all day. So where would you be most likely working out of your house? But you're also kind, and you're sympathetic to the working man.
You tell me.
Well, I think somebody's going to be heading there this weekend.
Oh?
Yeah.
Oh.
I say it's chai while you lie.
You don't think that people on the east side have businesses out of their homes?
Yeah, banking. Crypto.
Home bank. What is it? Frank's Home National Bank.
You know they're doing crypto and e-money. They're doing e-money.
Did you not have another way to save money outside of regular money? Crypto, and then you hit a wall there? Crypto and e-money.
Yeah, all the hipster money.
Yeah, the only way you get that is by selling your e-bikes on the secondhand market. Got me some nice e-money. So you're going with Chai Line.
Yeah.
Okay. You're wrong. And you're wrong.
You say that every week when I'm sitting on potentially four stars.
Okay, you have three, and I would have, I've got two. So this is the week I catch you, by the way. Everyone on the East Side has a business out of their home. So this is an East Side, this is an East Side town. Mm. The question is, what town and why?
Really? Yeah. The question is, what town?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're not taking the whole East Side?
Well, no, because there
the question is?
There are tiny little...
You don't have a goddamn clue,
it's,
man.
I know who it's not, but out of
no,
risk...
No, who is it not?
Out of risk
whittle
of...
Whittle it down. Start giving me the ones that aren't.
Kimmy and her...
No, we don't want to sway anybody
itchy
else's.
Itchy trigger finger over here.
You just tell us who you he think
ain't
it
got
is.
A, he ain't got his ass.
No, man.
He ain't got his ass.
You assless.
It's not the West Side because every person that lives on the West Side would want vengeance for that basket. I'm telling you, man. It wouldn't be a, you ain't going to get in trouble because this is someone who doesn't know how to deal with crime.
You got to also remember, too, they come from a family where the grandmother made all them baskets by hand.
Okay.
So that's more of a working class granny.
Or a stay-at-home granny.
Not a rich granny.
How do you know, man? Stay-at-home granny. And we're talking this
rich bitch granny ain't making no basket.
One of my favorite ZZ Top songs. Rich bitch granny!
Okay. They ain't making no basket.
I got it. They whining in Penfield.
Oh, man.
No, it's perfect. It's just country enough where someone 50 years ago, 60 years ago would have this skill of making these wicker baskets. It's someone who's never had anything taken
Penfield
from them before.
Penfield ain't got no skill.
They don't think... What?
Penfield ain't got no skill.
Maybe they did two generations ago.
Two generations ago, they went to a goddamn farm.
What?
No, Kimmy, he clearly said two generations ago, was from a goddamn farm. Put that on a t-shirt.
Goddamn orchard.
Sell it in the rock shop. All right.
All right.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. There was one rule and one rule only. The rule being...
What is that? No
problem. Hobbs and Bob is a goddamn orchard. You get one pick and one pick only.
That's it?
If you are on hold
and you
hear someone say the town you were going to say, you got two options. You hang up the phone, try again next week. We will not be mad at you. Or you pick a different town.
Mm.
If you call up and you say, oh, it was good to say, but then it went, you've been disqualified and you've brought much shame to your family. Kimmy, the over-anxious commissioner, has all final say on disqualifications. Are we ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Trevor. Trevor, where are they whining, buddy?
How's it going, guys? I think they are whining in Webster, and I say that because this sounds like my mother wrote this.
Does your mother have a basket made by her mother?
Maybe, but also this sounds like my wife as well,
okay.
And they are both originally from Webster, so I am going to say Webster, stick to the East Side 100%.
So what you're saying is you married your mother?
Practically. Yeah,
well, don't most men? At least you're on the first one.
Look at me.
At least on the first one.
You've met my mother. You've met my wife.
What? I'm not saying everybody. But a lot of guys, at least for their first old lady.
Yeah, my Jamaican mother. Trevor, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I remember when I was a young boy, and my mother would wake me up with ackee and saltfish for breakfast. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's just get this worst one out of the way.
All right.
Christine's on CMF. Hey, Christine, where they whining?
Hey, disqualified Duffy, how you feeling?
Not great, now that you're here. What's going on?
I say Henrietta.
Why Henrietta?
Because a lot of people work out of their homes in Henrietta. A lot of people have wicker baskets on the side of the road, and some are just very nice.
Okay, all right. I've lived in Henrietta now for 13 years.
I think it's a big basket town.
I've never once in my time in Henrietta seen a wicker basket in front of anyone's street.
I have, and I
You live in the basket district, though,
yeah,
right?
Of course. Yeah.
Hey, just relax. Just because you got disqualified last week doesn't mean you got to be bitter. This is a new week. Come on. Love. Love, love, love.
Well, you know why she feels this way? Because she's surrounded by baskets nonstop, living in the basket district of Henrietta.
Hey, she did call me Wonder Woman last week when I disqualified you, so that counts.
Kimmy says a lot of stupid things.
Wonder Woman.
All right, so we're going with Henrietta because people work out of their homes, and everywhere you turn, there's this basket nonstop.
Town.
Yeah.
My section, yes, they are.
All right.
So, Henrietta.
All right. Christine, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. There goes Christine. Everybody hates Christine.
Baskets.
No, I've never seen. What the hell are you talking about?
Why would their baskets be outside by the road?
Because they're road baskets.
Okay.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. All right, another one everybody hates. Let's just get them out of the way. Mm. Cody's on CMF. Cody, where are they whining?
You might hate me, but not as much as everybody hates you, Duffy.
Can't argue that.
I'm going to say they're whining in Greece.
Why Greece?
So I think that one point a lot of people are missing is, of course, we have a lot of packages coming to this place. Duffy, you are dead wrong, because if there were a lot of packages going to a home business in the neighborhood that you picked,
mm-hmm.
the where they whining wouldn't be somebody stole my basket. It would be who the hell has all these delivery trucks coming to my neighborhood?
Hey, bud, I got bad news for you, bro. I got bad news for you. And Tommy can back me up on this one. When you live in an affluent neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
it is a nonstop parade of delivery trucks
is, yeah.
from high-end stores. So, Cody, you already off, bro. You already missing, bro. Nerd-ass, dork-ass bitch.
A delivery truck bringing a small envelope or small box, not a delivery truck that may be bringing very large items that a business might get, like water heaters.
Out of the house?
Yeah, they got that at-home water heater business. It's called Frank's At Home. You want hot water? Come to my house, sauce.
Here's the thing. Who's got a very common small business getting a lot of packages? Plumbers, electricians.
Okay.
We're looking at tradesmen here.
Okay. You're right. All right. So we got you for
Greece.
Greece, wasting everybody's time.
As basket town.
This is what happens when you get overconfident. You say stupid things.
I don't see Greece as being a
Duffy.
Basket town.
Yeah, sure.
Let me sidebar you for 2 seconds, just because you got your wish.com radio set up. just so you know, when you call in, you put us line in so that we can listen while we're on hold. It is significantly quieter than usual, just so you know.
Okay, well, thank you for the heads up. If you could do me a favor and next time you call, be significantly quieter, like to the point where I don't even hear you. That would really help me out.
Okay, I will. You're welcome.
Cody, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's get a couple more in here before we go back to the reread for the folks just joining us. Let's talk to Redneck. Redneck, where are they whining, buddy?
Morning, guys. There's going to be a couple people mad at me today. Kimmy and Tommy, you're awesome. Double D, that's your new nickname. You suck. Ben's going to be mad because I'm picking Canandaigua.
Oh, you're doing the Ben thing. Why Canandaigua?
I just pissed Ben off.
Okay. Why am I Double D? Can I ask that question?
Disqualified Duffy.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's actually pretty good. I can't even be mad at that. Damn. Hate when you get caught by a redneck. Why Canandaigua?
I don't know. It just sounds like one of those neighborhoods that people leave, you know, snacks or juice boxes or whatever out for their delivery guys.
And it's a foo-foo basket town.
Okay, but bro, it's like a bag.
Multiple baskets.
I bet you there's Canandaigua, foo-foo basket town.
I bet you there's multiple basket events in Canandaigua.
Multiple baskets?
Yeah. Around the lake. I mean,
basket
you get places around the lake where it's all Stanley and Yeti Cup people. Come on now.
Yeah, I know. I know one of those guys. I know one of those guys.
People bringing your stuff over in said basket.
Redneck, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There goes Redneck, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy, I tell you what, we'll take one more. Will you take that before we get a reread? Pete's on CMF. Pete, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going Webster.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're going where?
I didn't hear all the calls because I actually am working.
Oh, you didn't hear all the calls because you were working? So you went Webster, and then you know what happens now, Pete? You know what happens now?
Let me guess.
Pete has been disqualified! Pete is out of there! Pete, good try, buddy. I'm not taking any joy in this, I want you to know.
Well, you got disqualified twice. I got to catch up somehow.
Yeah, but you can't. I don't even know why I'm still talking to you. Because you a dead man walking, Pete. Dead man walking down the way they want a mile. Bye, Pete. Oh. Disqualified. Pete sucks.
And he knew it, too, right off the bat, but he's still trying to hang in.
Well, he even did that bitch thing. Like, well, you know, I've actually been working, which is why I'm calling now. All right, 252-WCMF. Everyone sit tight. Kimmy, can we get a reread for the folks that are just joining us?
So this post was under a picture of a basket, and it says, "You weren't supposed to take the whole box. I leave snacks and drinks out for delivery drivers with a note that says, please help yourselves. We get a lot of large packages delivered on a weekly basis due to the business we run out of our home. I make sure that those men and women know they're appreciated, so we do what we can for them. Usually everyone is really good about taking one or two things and then moving on. Well, apparently one young man decided to help himself to the entire bin. I'm not upset about the drinks and snacks being wiped out. I'm upset that the box is gone."
Can we time out?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm dying to know what the drinks and the snacks were.
Oh.
Like, are we talking, like, high-end energy drinks? Are we talking bottles of water? Are we talking, like, Capri Suns?
Flavored water?
I don't know. The picture they post is just the basket.
Damn.
So there's no snack. Unless, you know, they're just snacks are buried in there somewhere.
If we had snacks, if we had which snacks it was, this would be the easiest where they were.
Right.
Oh, okay.
But Kimmy, go on. I'm sorry.
The basket that he took was a handmade wickerwork box my grandma made about 50 years ago. It's not worth anything. I would just like it back. My grandmother gave each of her 19 grandchildren a custom basket, and it's one of the few items she passed down to me, so it's very special. These were two delivery drivers from both blank and blank here on Wednesday. Both younger-looking men, maybe in their 20s. We assume it was one of them who swiped the basket. Please, if anyone knows anything about either of these drivers, please pass along the news and share this post. This isn't a setup to get anyone in trouble. It can be returned. No questions asked. I just want it back.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy is in Chi-Li. I am in Penfield. Trevor is in Webster. Christine's in Henrietta because she lives in the basket district. Cody's in Greece because, man, you don't understand that. Like, it's a blue collar. Like, when you're trying to sell water heaters out of your house, you have to have them delivered to your house. Redneck is in Canandaigua because he wants to be Ben so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Pete just disqualified himself, and that brought much joy to the room. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Alex. Alex, where are they whining?
I'm going to go with Aranakoi.
Why Aranakoi?
Old basket, though.
I feel like it's like becoming nicer of a neighborhood, but it's like also like more established to where like somebody, you know, would like have like hand-me-downs like from their grandma to like, I don't know, like be like in the house and like be sympathetic to the working man and like has a lot of younger people who would be trying to start their own business working from home.
All right, so Alex, I just want to be clear. You said it's starting to get nicer. So does that mean that Aranakoi was trash until just a little while ago?
I never said that. Stop trying to make me offend every single town.
Look, Alex, they're your words. I'm just trying to figure out where we're at here because a couple weeks ago you said 75% of men who live in Webster's are mama's boys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then previously, when we had said that everyone that grows up in Spencerport is a douche, like at some point you eventually grow out of it, you being a Spencerport person got very upset. We had to call the police to protect us to make sure you didn't come down.
Oh, my God.
So you're – but I what do you mean by – it's getting nicer, Alex, around Aranakoi?
I don't know. I just feel like with like younger people moving in, they're like trying to make it a little bit of a nicer town.
Okay, so old people make things horrible?
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Well, that's what you're saying.
I mean, Alex,
like,
we're just trying to figure out
like,
you want
the old people to die
yeah.
so you can have a nice life.
Alex, pro-old people death is what she is. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Wow, what a monster. I can't believe she admitted it.
I hate old people.
Horrible person over here.
Alex, thank you for the call. Always a pleasure.
Yep.
There goes Alex. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Barber. Barber, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to go with Hilton for three reasons.
Okay.
One, because the person sounds like a very homesy, down-to-earth, you know, Midwest person, kind of like a Mrs. Indiana Ryan. Two, I think that the driver is probably pissed that he had to go all the way out to Hilton to make a delivery, so he figured he's going to make it worth his while.
Okay.
And three, Hilton's well known for growing their own wicker in the backyard.
Okay, can I ask a potentially stupid question? Do you grow wicker? Is that a plant?
Oh, that was made out of like a woodsy, thorny, branchy kind of stuff.
Yeah, it comes from a tree.
No, but I'm saying
I guess I've never thought about it.
No, I know it comes from a tree, but is it like...
You don't grow wicker.
Okay, that's what I asked.
Well, I guess he's asking where it comes from.
Yeah, like what kind of wood is wicker?
Something thin.
Ah, it's you look dumb now, don't you? You don't have the answer.
You gotta shave it down.
Okay.
Shave it.
You like that?
You shave
look
it
at him whittling over there.
He's like a plane.
All right, Barbara?
I think a better nickname for you is Dairy Queen because you're the big DQ.
Oh, boy. Good try, Barber. Good try. You're done. 252-WCMF. All right, let's rip a couple off here. Let's talk to Caleb. Caleb, where are they whining?
I'm going west side and saying Gates.
Why Gates?
Well, I don't think it's east side. I don't think it's up at the east side because if it was, I think they'd be having a ring camera on their front door so they could see who it actually was at the basket.
Okay.
And also, I'm kind of on the theory that maybe it wasn't a delivery driver. It was kind of more maybe a porch pirate than anything else.
A porch snack pirate, the worst kind.
Exactly.
Now, here's the problem.
Plus Gates. I feel like Gates has the vibes of, you know, the family values. You know, it's her grandma's wicker basket. She's holding on to it. She wants it back kind of thing. So I'm going Gates.
All right, as a fat kid that grew up in Gates.
Yeah. Oh, you would have snagged those snacks.
No snack makes it 15 minutes on the front step, right? If they're there, I'm eating all of them. I'm not even kidding. I would have taken every snack from every woman that left them out in those baskets. But good try, Caleb. Thanks for the call. 252-WCMF?
What? Snack burglar.
You wouldn't have?
I don't know.
When you were a kid?
I guess if you see the sign, like, please help yourself.
Yeah, you're going to go grab it.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Jake. Jake, where are they whining, buddy?
Hey, guys. I'm going to go with Brighton.
Why Brighton?
Because in Brighton, there's, like, crime, but it's, like, fake crime. So, like, someone's going to steal a basket. They're not going to do anything real.
That's like, I don't hate that take. Mm-hmm. You're right. You want to go with a town that's got the, quote, fake crime.
Right.
Because, like, if this happens in a place where, like, normally normal things happen, you don't really care about the basket.
Yeah.
I don't hate that take. Man, it took us this long to get a good one. Jake, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the
day. Yeah, no problem. Have a good day. Bye.
252-WCMF. All right, do we want one more lady or do we want to go to Ben?
Well, let's take a lady.
Okay, let's get our final pre-Ben caller. Yeah. Ryan, where are they whining?
I'm saying South Wedge.
Why South Wedge?
I just think they have that very community feel. They're looking out for the drivers, and they appreciate more antique-y things, so that's what I'm saying.
Okay, now we haven't had a city win in a long time.
Yeah.
It's been all suburbs, and you are the first.
Sounds like I'm due.
Yeah, I mean, you are the first city pick in a long time. That's your theory, you idiot.
She's stealing my theory.
The theory of due.
Yes.
The theory of due.
Okay. Ryan?
Yeah.
I wish you luck. I
hope so. She's saying a South Wedge.
Yeah.
Are hipsters into these baskets and stuff?
Hipsters are into everything.
What do they put in a basket?
Well, they had to go out to Henrietta to the Basket District to get them, so I don't know. I mean, it's
put your edibles in there.
Yeah, the snacks, which are edible.
Yeah, yes. It would be nice.
252-WCMF, let's take one more call, and we finish it the way we always do.
The human edible?
As a massive disappointment. You would what? You want to put your mouth anywhere near this guy?
No, but I want to forget as soon as possible.
Ben, where are they whining, buddy?
I have a question first. If this basket is so damn important, why are they using it as a, hey, here's some snacks basket?
Great question, Ben. We'll never know the answer.
Anyways, so I am going with, this is coming from, I deliver parts, so I am out there and I kind of notice this stuff. There's only like two towns I've noticed this, and my gut feeling, I'm going to go with.
Hey, by
Rockport.
The time you pick a town, we're
going
to have a new town established.
Rockport.
Why Rockport?
Rockport. Why? Just because, I think I've actually delivered to a few places out there where they've had that. I never took any of the snacks because I actually had my lunch with me.
That's a bald-faced lie, Ben. There's no way.
What kind of busted-ass lunch you got?
Snack packs.
Wait, like
the pudding?
Pudding?
Yeah.
Like the old school, like chocolate, vanilla, chocolate layered pudding.
Yeah, that or a Lunchable.
Wait, you got like chocolate-ass pudding all over your mouth?
Hold on. Time out. We're missing.
I mean, they're delicious,
wait,
but I haven't thought
mom?
About a snack. Damn it. I'm sorry. I stepped on your joke.
The only good joke Ben's ever had, and Kimmy ruined
did,
it. She stepped on it. Ben, hold
on. Okay, it's okay.
Are you telling us right now that as a man in his 30s, you have just...
40s.
40s. You have just pudding for lunch.
Yeah, what's wrong with pudding?
How are you so big just on pudding?
Also, it's butterscotch pudding because that is the superior pudding.
Gross.
No, that's like a cup of pus.
Ben, hold on.
Butterscotch is gross, man.
How many puddings do you have? How many puddings do you have to eat for your lunch to fill you up?
You're a big boy.
I only have two, man.
You eat two puddings for lunch?
You'd be skinny.
What's wrong with you? He also said he eats Lunchables, which contain lead, according to a recent study, which actually is starting to make a hell of a lot more sense now.
Pudding and lunch, pudding and bologna for lunch.
Oh, my God. Pudding and bologna sounds like a show in, like, Charleston, South Carolina you catch in the morning. Pudding and bologna with producer Ben. He's got lead poisoning. Ben, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest.
Have a good one, guys.
Bye. He eats puddings.
On the road. Definitely, he's driving and eating pudding.
On the road pudding.
Ben tells us a lot of stuff that we're like, okay, all right. That may be the most shocking fact Ben's ever told us about his life. He eats pudding for lunch.
That means you have to have a spoon, right?
Yeah. Snack packs and lunch.
And driving.
Yeah.
And spooning pudding into your face.
And he's got a beard.
Yeah. Oh, God. He's got a... Oh, my... Good God. You know, he's got to have, like, crusty pudding face.
Was it Krusty Pudding, one of those comics you opened for at the Catskills?
Yes.
After Soupy Pockets? All right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Let's recap real quick. Tommy's in Chi-Lai. I'm in Penfield. Trevor is in Webster. Christine is in Henrietta, the basket district more specifically. Mm-hmm. Cody is out in Greece. Redneck is out in Canandaigua. Pete disqualified himself, much to everyone's chagrin. Alex, Spencerport Alex, is in Irondequoit because she said it used to be a trash town, but they've made it better. Barber is in Hilton. Caleb is in Gates. Jake is out in Brighton. Ryan, Lady Ryan, is in the South Wedge. And Puddin, Eatin' Bed. He's in Brockport. Are we ready?
Yes.
Do you still feel confident?
No.
Me neither. All right, let's just do the damn thing.
Chi-Lai! Pittsburgh! Victors! Where they whining!
Kimmy's acting very happy.
Yeah, well, somebody was spot on.
Bopping her shoulders today.
Spot on.
It's someone we hate, too.
And I believe it is somebody that is already on the board.
God damn it.
I think this person already has... Yep, they have a star already. Because they whining.
Oh, no.
In Hilton!
Oh, that's Barber.
Damn,
look at Barber doing his thing. Yeah. Terrible jokes, good picks.
Mm.
All right, I can handle Barber.
Yeah, Barber's, I think, second star for him.
All right, way to go, Barber. Look, okay. I mean, I don't love Barber, but I respect him.
Yeah.
It's much like a Peyton Manning, Tom Brady kind of situation, right? Like
I had him more as an Eli Manning.
Congratulations to Barber. Everyone else, you suck.
Yes.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Look, I mean, there are some athletes, coaches we've seen that they want to win so bad, it's alarming.
Yeah.
Right? And here's the thing.
Just win, baby.
I guess I can't even fault a guy for having a superstition like this.
Mm.
Just, like, maybe don't say it out loud, because now you look like a weirdo. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, if you haven't been paying attention, Syracuse football this year is good.
It's watchable.
Now,
come watch us.
Really good start.
It is really entertaining. So, yeah, they were 6-1? 5-1?
But don't they always come out kind of hot and then start
then
to
they
tank?
Run into some good teams.
Yes.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
Florida State comes to town.
Florida State is terrible
this year. Not that one this year.
But Florida State is terrible with Syracuse.
No, Syracuse is 6-3 right now.
Oh, they're not bad.
They've lost two of their last three, if I'm not mistaken. So they were 5-1 at one point. Mm-hmm. Look, I mean, they're overperforming expectations.
All right.
And that, a lot of it, is thanks to brand new head coach Fran Brown. Fran Brown is a guy who is a straight up football guy.
Okay.
And Kimmy, it doesn't seem like he cares about anything else.
He lives and breathes.
Yeah. And proof of that may be in what he said after his press conference on Saturday. What
did he say?
Well, Cuse lost a heartbreaker to Boston College on the road.
Mm.
And in his post-game press conference, venting, he admitted that he will not take a shower after a loss.
Okay.
Which you would think it would be the opposite. Like, you would want to wash away the day, you know, start fresh after a loss. Like,
how long till he hits the shower?
I got you. So Syracuse plays on Saturdays.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's a quote. Honestly, I got like a ritual. Like, when we lose, I ain't even getting a shower till early Monday morning.
Wait, he goes the rest of the weekend?
He goes on. I just be mad. I brush my teeth. But it's like, I don't deserve soap. I don't deserve to do all that. I'm just focused on, like,
your wife does,
trying to get back to make sure the players mentally understand so I don't let them down.
Yeah, he's punishing himself.
Well, you bring up your wife. He also goes on in this post-game press conference to say his wife will kick him out of bed. He is not allowed to sleep in their bed
stank.
Because he has not showered.
That is so gross, man.
So not only will he not shower, he will also go Saturday night and Sunday night after a loss without getting into bed with his wife.
That's nauseating.
And keep in mind, he's also just coached a football game,
so
which
you're
is
running
pretty physical.
Right. Yeah. Most of these guys work out.
Oh, yeah.
Right? They stay in shape to some degree. I'm guessing he's a younger cat.
Yeah, he's in good shape, too.
They were in Boston, so I don't know how they get home.
Yeah, so
that's
sitting
the
on
whole day of travel.
Oh,
yeah.
Somebody has to sit next to Coach.
Coach Smelly? I mean, look, I get that there are weird superstitions everyone has.
Yeah.
So I guess I can't fault the guy for doing this.
Yeah, I guess if it's something he's always done.
But it reeks. Like, I understand like an eternal struggle, but if I can smell your struggle, smelling burger, I don't want to be near you.
If I can smell your struggle.
Yes.
You start to affect other people with your
like, yo, don't punish all of us.
I just don't get why you said it out loud.
Yeah, no, I don't deserve soap is a weird statement.
All right, so I'll ask this. And the phone number is
like, what else do you, like, I got to wonder if a guy like that, because, I mean, he's a successful guy. He's right. a Division I college football coach. Mm-hmm. Like, what other things in life have you, you know, withheld from yourself as a form of punishment?
That's a great question, because you're right. He felt like this was okay to say, yeah. and everyone has things that they keep to themselves.
Yeah.
So what's the weird one?
Right.
What's the weird thing you won't say? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about Fran Brown. He's the head coach of Syracuse football. They've been having a decent season, but they lost two out of their last three, and he admits in his postgame press conference after a loss to BC on Saturday, he will not shower until Monday morning after a loss on Saturday because, and I quote, "I feel like I don't deserve soap."
Say, what does he do when he wins? Talc his balls? You know, like LeBron right before he starts that game?
Go home. Does this make him a psycho or a good guy?
That's a weirdo, man.
No, that's not it. Oh, so you're saying psycho.
Well, no, yeah. I would definitely say he is a guy that lives and breathes what he does for
you. You don't want to breathe around that guy.
Breathe it through
so,
your
I
mouth.
Mean, yeah. I mean, we've even seen, like, I think, you know, those guys that do make it that far, they do have some weird habits. Like,
yeah, but
we
usually
don't know about
like,
all of them.
That's not a vice, though. Usually they have a weird
look at,
vice.
Look at Sean McDermott. Can't even enjoy a donut.
Yeah, she's right. I mean, he's a very type A personality. And here's the thing. You bring up the vice. You're right. There are guys that drink, whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
Cheat on their wives.
But this is healthier than drinking or cheating on your wife. I mean, becoming an alcoholic or not.
She might start cheating on your stank ass.
But you think, that's another good question. Do you think coaches, players after a loss, do they come home and get sex or do they want nothing to do with it?
After a loss?
Yeah.
Well, like, they're probably depressed.
I mean, I would imagine that, yeah, affects the until you win again, you're probably constantly thinking about it.
Because, like, you know, every girlfriend or wife of someone who does, like, athletics or something, you know, Rocky ruined it, right? Women weaken legs. You don't have sex leading up to a sporting event, which, by the way, all scientific exploration of this proves that's not true.
Okay.
Right? So, like, I do often wonder, like, with these athletes and these coaches, it's hard enough to have a sexual relationship with your wife with life. Regular life, period, right? Like, it does get to a point where you have to, like, kind of plan it out.
Mm-hmm.
With these schedules and the ups and downs of emotions, are they banging during the season?
I bet you most of these women are almost, like, widowed. I mean, in a sense where they probably don't get much attention, period.
I mean, I would think, like, they don't... It's got to be just, like, dead silence on the way home. Like, I don't even know... A lot of times, like, those guys don't even want to talk to anybody. They just want to, like, go away and isolate themselves.
Think of those football guys that... What's the first thing they're going to do after they lose? Go look at film.
Yeah.
All night long.
They become obsessed. It's like an obsessive thing.
Yeah, but I'm guessing they don't do anything.
But that could be porn. They don't specify what kind of film. They do say film. Just weird, old pornography that you can only run on a reel-to-reel.
I mean, those
which is starting to get alarming again.
The old stag films?
Ah!
Those, I would think, like, if you do have sex after a loss, that would be a sign of a healthy relationship.
Okay.
And we see a lot of these relationships suffer when people have jobs like these, which would lead me to believe, like, there's not a lot of love that happens after a loss.
Well, hold on. Love and sex are two different things. I can love you. I just don't want to be around you right now because I'm disappointed.
But that's
not around.
Point. Yeah.
I feel like a loser.
Well, I can get a loser boner.
Yeah. You call that a boner?
What? Jimmy's disappointed in your joke.
I thought that was going somewhere.
You're disappointed in me describing Pat's boner?
I'm disappointed in your joke.
I'm done with his ears.
He's gone.
Okay.
We lost him.
Okay.
Well, look, we made it 3 hours and 51 minutes until we lost him. That's a new record.
Yeah.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.